Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome and thank you for tuning into In the Arms of the Angels, hosted by Dr. Kai McNeil on Spiritual Connections Radio.
Hello, everyone. You're listening to In Arms of the Angels with Dr. Connie McNeil on Spiritual Connections Radio. Tonight, if you'd like to call in with a question for Dr. Connie, please call the following phone number, 646-716-9663. And again, that phone number is 646-716-9663. My name is Mike Snyder, and I'm filling in for Mark Rawson tonight on the show. Dr. Connie has her show here every Thursday, 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, so feel free to tune in any Thursday. You also can find the replays and the recordings of this show on our website at www.spiritualconnectionsradio.com. And again, as always, if you want to listen to this show and all of our other shows, again, the website is to visit us at www.spiritualconnectionsradio.com. So we're going to get the show started here. And Connie, are you there?
I am here.
Okay. Well, it's great to have you on the show today, and I'm going to let you take it away.
All right. Thank you, Mike. It's nice to have you partnering with me tonight. I really appreciate you filling in for Mark.
Oh, thank you.
Good evening. Yes, sir. Good evening, everybody. This is Dr. Connie McNeil. Again, you're listening to In the Arms of the Angels, and my website is www.drconniesays.com, and my email address is drconniesays@gmail.com. I do have several items on my website. If you would like to go and take a look at it, that would be great. Tonight I wanted to speak about mind chatter, things that keep us from walking the path and living the spiritual life, living a dynamic spiritual life. A lot of people call it the monkey mind, and it's something that's been known for thousands of years. And what it is the chatter in our head, and it's primarily fear-based, but it's incessant noise, and it's incessant comments that we've heard, messages that we've been giving, rules that we think we should live by, all sorts of things that swirl around in our brain and swirl around in our mind and keep us distracted from the focus that we want to have when we're living the spiritual life that we want to. Buddha was very mindful of the monkey mind. And he said that that the human mind is filled with dozens of monkeys. And if you can just imagine monkeys at a zoo, when they're chattering and flying from trees to trees, and they're screeching and they're making noise and they're picking on each other and just kind of general chaos. And it's something that, if we allow it, will go on in our minds incessantly. We all have a monkey mind. And Buddha said it's like having, you know, dozens of monkeys all chattering and talking and moving at the same time. During the holiday season, things get more stressful for most people. In my practice, more depression came up, more relationship issues came up, more stress came up. So I know that this time of year is very difficult for a lot of people. And it seems that there's a global unrest and issues and problems even at a global level. So if you're experiencing a challenging time in your life, I can promise you that you are not alone. A lot of this discomfort that we feel is because of this constant chatter that we're bombarded by. And fear is an especially loud monkey. It's pointing out all the things that we should be doing, we shouldn't be doing, giving us the worst-case scenarios. And if you ever wondered how it started, and if you want to conceptualize it in a way that might be easier to understand, the monkey mind is a lot like classical conditioning, which is a something that was discovered by Ivan Pavlov, and many of you are familiar with Pavlov's dogs. And what Ivan Pavlov was doing was he was very interested in digestion, and he wanted to study dogs and see how dogs digested their food. And this was back in the 1890s, so this was just a new area. And what he discovered was when he would ring a bell and present the food, then the dog started salivating. And then one of the times he rang the bell, but he didn't present the food, and the dog still salivated. So the dog had a learned, conditioned response based on the presentation of a neutral event, like a bell, with the food. And the dogs learned to have the same response with the bell as it did when the food was presented. And that's what the monkey mind is the learned response. And if we can learn a response, we can unlearn a response. We are not victim to a monkey mind. If we choose to not be a victim to it, we are always at choice for the decisions and the responses that we make. And when we have been taught in our community or our family or our church or our job that we should or shouldn't do certain things, that if we do, if I don't have enough money in the bank, a certain amount of money, then that automatically means that I'm not going to have enough, and I go through this whole, like falling down a spiral of I'm not going to have enough money, and I'm going to lose my home, and then I'm going to be homeless, and then I'm going to lose my, and it just gets bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. And what, for a lot of us, when it comes to finances, or I'm never going to be loved, or I'm never going to get a job, or whatever it is, we think back to the times in our life that things did not work for us. Or we watched our parents, or we watched, we had a significant event in our life. And we learned at that time, we had a particular response to that. And so every time a similar event comes up, and it looks like it's going to be the same type of event as it was before, then we begin to develop this pattern, a thought pattern, a behavior pattern, of doing the same thing over and over. Because we have learned that this is the way we're supposed to respond. And it's for many of us, the responses that we have when it comes to fear of money, feelings about being in a relationship or loneliness or having or not having something, when we're attached to a particular outcome, that's when the monkey mind jumps in full force, because if I'm really attached to a certain something, I have now excluded any other way that the angels or the universe want to supply my need. So when I'm locked in on it has to be this way, or I have to have this outcome, then that's when the fear kicks in, because now I'm trying to control the situation, and that gives my monkey mind full rein to go, pardon the pun, but full rein to go bananas, because I'm now living in a expectation. It's a limitation. So I want a job, and my mindset is, and I have it all built up, this little castle in the sky. I've got my whole job scenario in my head, and in my mind, that's what I'm really attached to. And when I began to try to control too much of my destiny without allowing God and the angels to divinely guide me, That's when the fear kicks in, and that's when the what ifs kick in. What if I don't get this job, or what if I, never get a job, or would never have any money? And like I said, it just snowballs. And again, what we have done is we have created a fear environment where we have shifted our focus from our divine purpose and the reason we are here. Cease to look at the wonder and amazement that we are as individuals and the connection that we have with each other. And we zero in on, I need that certain thing. If I don't have that certain thing, then, God's not answering my prayer, or life's not living, or whatever. All of us get into times when the chatter is louder than others. Some of us never get away from the chatter, and we always live in an environment and a mental state of waiting for the next shoe to drop, waiting for the next bad thing to happen, waiting for our loved one to leave because everybody else has left us, waiting for us to lose a prized possession because, gee, I can never keep anything. So when I know that I have conditioned myself to respond in a certain way, that gives me the power to understand that I can change that. And Buddha actually had ways of dealing with the monkey mind. And one of those things that he suggested was meditating. What Buddha said is if you meditate just a few minutes every day and you focus on your breathing, you focus on centering yourself, you focus on putting roots down into the ground, you focus on a mantra, a positive saying, an inspirational song. Mike actually is a, he brings music into his therapies. And when we get to the halfway point of the show, which I would invite all of you to call in if you have, if you would like to have a, an angel card reading. But I'd like to give Mike a few minutes to share with you what he does, because one of the best ways to shift a mindset or a mood is through music. So since that's Michael's thing, I really would like for him to share with that. But if you meditate and center yourself for the day and remind yourself, this is who I am. This is my divine purpose. This is what I'm meant to do. God's got my back. The angels stand by my side. Then over time, the voice of the monkeys get softer. And the events in your life that would have at one time caused them to be chattering and screaming and screeching are now much softer. Another thing that I know that Buddha had suggested and that some people do is they actually talk to the voice and carry on a conversation with it. So when the voice, the monkey, is catastrophizing and making everything so much worse, is just listening to the voice and then just saying, well, what would be so bad about if I lost my job? Does that mean I've lost everything? Does that mean that I've lost my dignity or who I am or my place in God's world, or that God doesn't have something better for me? Or, and it's just, it's if I let the voice in and don't try to push it away, then, because what we resist is going to keep coming back, it's going to persist. So if I will just allow it to have a few moments of my time and just listen to it and say, thank you for sharing, but this is what I believe, it takes the power out of what the monkey voice wants to do. When you hear the voice, and sometimes come and they you don't even realize that they're chattering until they're really, really loud. So you've been in a state of worry or fear or disbelief or whatever. And you don't even know you're there because it's a place you've been so many times before. It kind of feels familiar. And then all of a sudden you hear the monkeys screeching louder and louder and louder. And when you get there, you can, if you don't want to have a conversation with them, if you're just hearing all of these thoughts bombarding you, just say cancel, clear, delete, cancel, delete. And that's when you go into thinking about something else, listening to music, taking a walk, whatever works for you. When you want to do a spiritual walk, I would love to be able to say, when you really connect with your God, your problems will go away. But you know that's not true. And sometimes when you try so hard and you still don't feel like things are working out for you, and you still haven't gotten that job that you want, and you still haven't gotten that you know, person in your life, or you still haven't gotten the amount of money that you want to have, if you will look at your situation as a life lesson. When I get tripped up with something, when the monkeys start chattering, when I have my days when I don't even want to get out of bed, that's an opportunity to say, for me, I now get to learn a lesson. And when I learn this lesson, I don't have to go through this particular event again. If I don't learn the lesson, I get to repeat it a lot. So part of handling the monkey mind is to understand that you could, if you could look at it as the monkeys are chattering, great, I get to learn a lesson. It also takes the power out of what the monkeys, when they're screeching and yelling and trying to get you in a fear situation. So you get an opportunity to not only recognize that you have a life lesson, but if you get tripped up a lot with the same voice, it's an opportunity for you to find a root reason for why that voice keeps coming up. So if you have a lot of conversations with these monkeys about money, it's lack of money, things are just, you know, you never seem like you're always one day late and a dollar short. You know, my dad used to always say when his ship came in, he'd be at the airport. So when you always feel like you're not quite there and you're in an uncomfortable spot, it's something that you may have been creating that you keep bringing up through the law of attraction. If I, in my conscious or my subconscious, I'm always saying I don't have, or it's never going to happen, or why do things never work out for me, or, you know, I never have a date, I don't get the job that I want. If you find that you're continuing to call up to God and say, you know, God, hear me, here's my prayer. But then, here's my prayer, help me find, lead me, put me in the right place with the right people to find the job that's for my highest good. That is my life purpose. So that's my prayer. I have now opened up an energy channel with God and the angels and the whole entire universe. If I stop with my prayer and just let God have it and turn to gratitude about what I do have and about how God is going to bless me, then I am shifting the universe and creating, getting what I ask for, which is the job for my highest good. If I open that energy connection and I ask the same prayer, but instead of being grateful, I now start worrying and stressing about, oh, when is this going to happen, and I don't know how God's going to do it, and I don't think this is possible, and I don't have the right connection, and I start doing, you know, the complaints and the worry and the fear. Now I am shifting the universe to start creating that, and it causes the monkeys to talk louder. It causes it, the channel that I have now created is one of fear and lack and limitation, which allows the monkey mind to be stronger. So when you when you pray and you open that connection, your words are extremely powerful because you are so powerful. And when if I align my prayer with gratitude, shifts me to a whole different level than if I align my prayer with, okay, God, here this is. Oh, but by the way, I really don't think you're going to do it, or you're not going to do it on my time, or it's not going to be what I want, or whatever. Then I'm starting to create more monkeys, and they become stronger. So the thing to do is stop, breathe, state what you want, and follow it up with gratitude. And then when the monkeys come, you now have a shield from Archangel Michael himself that makes you a worthy opponent of the fear that you've allowed to run you for, you know, a large part of your life. So it's time to take a break. So I'm going to let Mike come back on and do what he does.
Okay. And thank you for that. Connie, boy, that was really, really great information. And, boy, I can agree with you on so many points there. I've been going through so many things that you hit the nail on the head for me. So thank you very much for that information again.
You're welcome.
And right now I'd like to, again, we're going to take a quick break. And I'd like to remind you that you're listening to In the Arms of the Angels, again, with Dr. Connie McNeil on Spiritual Connections Radio. If anybody would like to call in with a question or for an angel card reading with Dr. Connie, please call the following phone number, 646-716-9663. And again, that number is 646-716-9663. Dr. Connie has her show here every Thursday at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. If you'd like to find out more about Dr. Connie, please visit her website, which again is www.drconniesays.com. And as always, if you'd like to listen to this show at a later time, we have the recordings and all of our other shows available at, again, the website, www.spiritualconnectionsradio.com. And Connie, I think, again, one thing we did miss was your email address that you wanted to give out.
It's drconniesays@gmail.com.
Okay. Yeah, I just wanted to make sure we got that in there also.
Thank you.
And I believe, Connie, you said you wanted me to give you a brief little intro of how I deal with my music?
I do. And that is one of the things that I love about Spiritual Connections Radio, is that there are so many gifted people that have – there's such a variety of ways that we can connect with the universe and shift our mood, come to a higher plane and a higher understanding. And I love music. I was born into it and can't live without it. So when you said that that's what you did, it's like all my, you know, everything in me stood up and applauded. So can you please share with us what it is you do and how you find that to be helpful?
Oh, sure. So what I'd like to start out by saying is I have been a student of metaphysics for most of my life. And basically with the music, I had come into just playing the music for my own relaxation for several years. And it's just perfect that this goes right into what you're saying. When I would deal with my own, even to this day, monkey mind kind of situations, you know, thoughts are going all over the place, worries and fears. And then, you know, my faith was out the window. It's like, oh, I can't make this bill, can't do this. And it's always the can't and the fear, you know. That's the times when I would sit down at my piano and I play very, very relaxing, high vibrational music. So I do everything through my electric keyboard. So I have many different sounds that I use depending on what kind of a, you know, mood I am and what kind of vibrations I want to create. But anyhow, as I had done that for several years, I eventually started to play for other people as I got involved with more metaphysical groups. Many of those people who've become dear friends to me got me into doing sessions for people and playing for groups, and that's pretty much what I do today, is I do two distinct things. I play the metaphysical healing music for group meditations and different metaphysical classes where we have meditations and music involved. And then I also do individual healing sessions. Usually they last about an hour long. I do them at some of the expos in the Pennsylvania, New Jersey area. And I also have a couple of metaphysical shops that I also do the healing at. And basically when I do a session, I start out by using a pair of a special noise-canceling headphones that I put on my client, and they lay comfortably on a massage table. And what I will do first is channel some information for them and get them very comfortable. And I usually get a vision that's usually about 2 to 3 minutes long, and I describe to them the vision that I see that is something coming from their guides that's going to help them in their life. After that point, I proceed to play the music for about half an hour to an hour long. And what I'm actually doing is I'm a channel for the music. I'm not reading from any kind of specific composed score that I've made. I'm not composing on the fly as much as I am just feeling the vibrations, and I'm letting my guides and the person's guide help me play the music at the appropriate speed, the appropriate vibration, loudness, and everything, so that the person's body receives that vibration in total bliss, you know, in total relaxation. And what happens is if anybody has had a session with me, they can tell you, I normally play very fast in the beginning, or maybe a little bit more intense in the beginning, because that's a reflection of that monkey mind. That's a reflection of the thoughts that's bouncing around in the person and maybe any kind of aches and pains they have. But by the time we get to about halfway through the session towards the end, the music gets a lot slower, a lot higher in vibration. I might use more orchestral sounds like strings or maybe a saxophone that's more soothing. And by the end, my hope is that the person is very heart connected. And if they're open to receive a message from their guides, they have that connection open. And for some people that don't have any belief system involved with it, that they just want to relax, that every bone in their body is just very blissful and that they can just go home and feel a lot better than they did when they come in. And in addition, in the session, I also record all the music live while I do it. So then I provide the person with a CD to re-listen to their meditation anytime they like. Every session I do is different for each person because every person is different. So that's just a brief kind of understanding of what I do. But Connie, I just wanted to say, wow, you know, it's just amazing how your topic tonight totally fits in with what I've made my practice of with the music. And, you know, I loved how you were saying how much you love music. And, you know, would you agree that have you with yourself in your own healing sessions of listening to music, have you felt those vibrations go through you so that by the time you're done listening to one of your favorite relaxation CDs, you feel that monkey mind syndrome's maybe gone in yourself as well?
Absolutely. In fact, one of the ceremonies and rituals that I do every day is I do card readings for myself because my intention is to get guidance for the day, and I pull from more than one deck. And the other day, the two decks that I was pulling from both told me that if I wanted to shift, I needed to go listen to music.
Mm-hmm.
So even the universe is very, very in tune with that. But if somebody wants to find you, Mike, how can they do that?
Okay, so I have all of my, I have 6 or 7 CDs that I've put out for general meditation purposes. I also have many of the classes that I do play music at in New Jersey, because I'm also on a show on Spiritual Connections Radio with my friend Brigitte Boyer. So I do a lot of work with her, not only in the radio show, but in person at her Light Center in New Jersey. So many of those classes are up there on the website. And there's also some other things on there that you can check out. So anyway, my website itself is www.mikesnidercc.com. And again, that's www.mikesnyderc.com.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you, Connie.
You're very welcome. Okay.
We do not have any callers at this time, so feel free to continue.
I'm sorry?
I said we don't have any callers as of yet, so feel free to.
All right. You know, and I always think that the people that are supposed to call and be get the message will call, and sometimes I get a lot, and sometimes I don't get any. So it's just however the spirit is moving, you know, among the audience. Okay, so here it is, guys. If you've just tuned in, I'm talking about the monkey mind. I'm talking about how to, what it is, and how to calm it and gain control over it. What this boils down to is taking responsibility and being disciplined in your spiritual walk. Two words that many people like to avoid is responsibility and discipline, because sometimes it's just not easy, and sometimes it is just not fun. And I can remember when I was gripped in depression, and again, going back to music, all I knew that all I had to do was turn over in my bed and turn on the radio, and my mood would shift. But I was so attached to my problems, and I was so attached to my depression, and I didn't think that there was any way to get out of it, that I many, many times I didn't even turn over and flip a switch on a radio. Taking this and focusing on becoming what God wants us to be, for many of us, is not an easy journey, and that is because we come into this life with so much baggage, or we have created so much baggage by the time we decide to come to our spiritual walk, that in order for us to be the best we can be, God goes into major reconstruction. And for most of us, when we say we want to live in this in our God house, in the God house we have provided, and we want God to do is come in and paint the walls and add a few pictures, God says, no, what needs to happen is we need to break this thing down to the foundation and rebuild it. So this is a journey of allowing yourself to be courageous enough to face the monkeys and let God do whatever reconstruction on your God house that needs to happen for you to have the walk that you want. And it's vital that you understand that you have shaped your behavior event by event. And you can change your behavior event by event. There are scientific studies that show, I mean physically show, neurons in the brain shifting from one set of a neural pathway to another set of neurons to go a different pathway when people take responsibility and decide that they are going to make the shift and face the monkey mind and ground themselves the higher road to when the angels are always talking to us and they're always guiding us. I wouldn't be surprised if there were several people who are hearing this show now who wouldn't feel the tug to call Mike and say, gee, you know, having a music session would really help me out. Or to set a session up with me or find somebody else or do something. But it's taking the responsibility that when I hear the chatter, I am now a choice. I can choose to stay in fear, or I can choose to step out of fear and step into faith. You only get two choices. That's it. It's like, you know, you're either pregnant or you're not. You're either in faith or you're in fear. You can't. There's, you know, there's the only two options you've got. So when I understand that event by event, I can change my behavior, the first thing that I need to do, and I've talked about this before, but I need to define the God that I serve. Can this God truly give me what I want? Is this God the kind of God that's going to stand by me regardless? Is the universe the type of universe where there is a law of attraction? You need to decide, and you need to define what you're following. And once you define that, then you get to live in that. You can't think that God is a God of miracles on Monday, and then Tuesday say, oh, never mind, I haven't gotten the spiritual movement today, so I guess I was wrong. Building the foundation of the dwelling that you're going to have requires you to know what you're building on. So the challenge for some of us is moving away from maybe what we've been taught our whole lives into something that we're now experiencing a different level and allowing that new experience to come in. Once I define my God, then when something happens in my life that I don't like, my reaction to that can be, great, I get to learn a new lesson. Great, this is another growth opportunity. That God hasn't abandoned me, or the world's not making fun of me, or I'm not a cosmic joke. But this is because I've chosen this path, I'm getting a new wall built today because I get to learn this lesson. I take the time to commune with God and the angels. I know my angels are with me. There is a meditation that Mark Rawson did that is on my website that is free that you can download. That is an introduction to your guardian angels. And I have taken it a step further and believe that you can meet other angels there as well. He is guiding you, helps you create a bridge between you and your angels. So once I have this this decision on the God that I'm going to serve and that my circumstances are a life lesson, then I connect with my angels and the universe so that I am seeking their guidance. And when I get the guidance, then I do it. It's not like the angels say, well, you know, you really need to call Mike and book a session. And the next thing I'm going to say is, gee, I can't afford it, or I'll look on my calendar, Pam, this is really not a good week for me, and I'll talk myself out of the guidance given me. And that generally comes out of fear. Well, any time it would come out of fear. Fear of money, fear of time, fear of getting closer to God and making the changes, because sometimes we're really attached to our problems and we're really attached to having things our own way. We really want to be in control. Or we really don't want to step out and step into the spotlight that God has for us. And the more that I avoid my guidance, the louder the monkeys get. Because I'm giving them more fear to feed on, and they just grow exponentially from that. When I have my guidance, and I have the God that I serve, and I know that I'm learning a life lesson, it opens me up to be grateful. I am so grateful for, or I am so grateful that. And if you really thought about it, you could go on all day about how grateful you are that there's gutters in the street, that you're grateful for the birds that sing, you're grateful for the sun that shines, you're grateful for a beautiful scenery. Pick something. Pick everything. I am so grateful for, or I'm so grateful that. And when I live in a mindset of gratitude, there's probably nothing that quiets the monkeys more than if I'm grateful for my life lessons. Because I know that I'm going to grow, and I know God's got my back. And for me, I know that if I learn a lesson, I don't have to go through it again. And some of mine have been darn painful. So I just assume I'm going to get on with my life and to keep going around the revolving door of the same problem. So I'm grateful that I can move on past, you know, move forward in my life. Another thing to do to quiet the monkeys and to keep yourself focused on your divine purpose is to focus out. Focus on somebody else. And man, is this not the best time of year for that? Find a soup kitchen. Donate something that's not meaningful per se, but it's going to make a difference. It's going to be a significant gift. Now, that could be swallowing your pride and calling a family member you haven't spoken with in a long time. That could be going through the holiday season without drinking alcohol because, you know, the doctors are telling you not to drink. It could be, you know, giving the money that was going to go for a new CD to a charity to focus out, even if it's telling somebody to have a nice day, even if it's going out with the intention of I'm going to smile at the first 10 people that I see and tell them to have a wonderful day and mean it from my heart. But focus out and be more mindful of somebody else than yourself and your own problems. Know that if you're on the road God wants you to be on, and you are sincerely following what God wants you to do, and you really want this life purpose, then you are where you are supposed to be. Wherever you are right now was divinely ordered because it is going to give you life lessons. It is going to put you in the path of people that are going to move you along your spiritual road and for you to move others on their spiritual road. There's a lot of people that are famous, and there's a good portion of people that want to be famous. They want to have a lot of people know their name. They want to do big things. They want to, you know, go to a bookstore and see their product at the number one bestseller. But if you're following God's plan and you're focusing out and you are living the life that you know and you know that you know that God wants you to live, you have that gut feeling, that knowing that you're on the path, then the work that you do, and I don't care what it is, but the work that you do and the people that you touch is just as changes the cosmos and the universe, maybe more than some famous person who maybe is getting into their ego or is not doing the powerful work they once did because now they're coasting because they've made this great impact. So touch. You change the universe. And it is vital for us to keep ourselves in a place where we can keep the monkeys in check, because we know that the monkey chatter is just chatter. It's just learned behavior. It is ringing the bell and salivating without the food. It's a learned response. All it is. And if I can keep it in that context, then when the fear comes up, I know what it is. If I can keep those things, and the way to do this, guys, is you just keep doing it. The magic, I don't know if you guys ever watched Kung Fu Panda. And if you don't want to know the end of the movie, cover your ears, because I'm going to tell you the end of the movie. But the end of the movie is, he's supposed to get this scroll, this sacred scroll. So now he's the dragon warrior, the panda is. And the scroll is supposed to give him the secret for how to be the great warrior. And he finally gets this scroll after this whole episode of training and you know, preparing himself. And he thinks that there's just one more ingredient, just one more thing that he just has to have. And once he has this, then he's going to know. He's going to know everything. And he gets the scroll and opens it up, and it's blank. Because, guys, there is no secret. There is no magic ingredient. It is my intention. It is my desire, my heartfelt desire to put one foot in front of the other and to follow what I truly believe is God's plan for me. And if it's not, if I'm veering off the road, the angels will very gently pat me back on the road. I will be given a lesson. I will be introduced to people, places, or things that will shift me back. But we always want to know, man, how can I, what is that thing that just is going to make me just persevere and keep going? And it's the magic scroll. Is no secret. You put one foot in front of the other. I have the intention and the desire forward in my journey, and the angels will give me the guidance that I need. When I need music, or I need discipline, or I need to dig into my psychological issues, I really need to quit smoking or drinking or doing drugs, I need to get out of this relationship that I know is killing my soul, I need to find another job and not live on just coasting, that's the secret. You have now learned the secret of the universe, folks, and it didn't cost you a penny. But one foot in front of the other. My intention, God, is to be the best that I can be and do your will. My intention, angels, is to be open for you and to listen to your guidance. My intention is to love my fellow man. My intention is to trust my God when I'm in situations where I don't know how I'm going to get the money. I don't know how I'm going to find this job that I want or find this great person to get into my life. But God, you do. That, more than anything else, is going to quiet the monkey mind. my intention to align myself on my spiritual journey and know that that's why I'm here. I am here to follow my God and to help other people on the path as much as people are going to help me. I am not here to amass a fortune. I am not here to have 15 cars in my 30-car garage. If that happens, great. But if it doesn't happen, that does not mean that I haven't fulfilled the very best that I can be and haven't touched the life that God has put in my path to touch. So on that, Mike, I'm going to give this back to you and let you close out the show.
Okay. Thanks again, Connie. That was a really, really great message today. And I'd like to let everyone know that you have been listening to In the Arms of Angels with Dr. Connie McNeil here on Spiritual Connections Radio. Dr. Connie, again, has her show here every Thursday at 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. And to find out more about Connie, please feel free to visit her website, www.drconniesays.com. And if you'd like to listen to this show again, we will have the recording up and available on our website, www.spiritualconnectionsradio.com, and find many other wonderful shows on the website as well. And with that, Connie, I guess we'll start to wrap things up.
Okay.
And it was a wonderful meeting you tonight, and I'll make sure to connect with you
Thanks.
As well.
And, thank you so much.
I hope everybody out there has a great evening as well. Take care.
All right. Mike, would you give out your email one more time, your website?
Sure. Again, for the services that I offer with my music healing, my website, again, is www.mikesnydercc.com. And again, www.mikesnydercc.com. And you can reach me via email, mike@mikesnydercc.com. And I guess
that's about it.
With that, we're going to wrap it up.
All right. Thank you, Mike. Thank you all. Have a pleasant evening. Bye now.
You too.